we had a number of writers come with us, and Lynette, for example, and Matt had to work part of Friday, so they left around 5:30 from here.
Around 5, yeah.
5 o'clock, and they were in camp a little bit after 8. So they did the 75 kilometers in a little over 3 hours.
Just over 3 hours. We were up on the mountain at 5 when we were leaving.
That's a good pace you're going at.
It's a good pace.
Yeah. The rain was a bit of a motivation for that. Get out of the rain as quickly as possible.
Yeah, we had a wet day going down. But it was on and off, and it was only heavy really at lunchtime for most of the riders who
today.
Were in yesterday. Nothing today.
Yesterday.
It was beautiful today.
Yeah.
Fog lifted early, and we saw the sun by about 10 o'clock.
Today, did you stop anywhere along the way to interview people or to...
We stopped at ExxonMobil's refinery. We had a brief demonstration there, put up the banners up in front of the refinery. It's a huge refinery. It handles about a quarter of Ontario's gasoline. And it's hooked up to a pipeline that runs from Sarnia, which is now being, an application is in to start bringing Alberta crude, tar sands oil up through that pipeline to this refinery in the Nanticoke area.
You can see all those maps at www.osi.ca.
And then after that we went to Ontario Power Generation, the big coal-fired facility right on the shores of Lake Erie. It has, when it's running at full capacity, it's the single largest source of greenhouse gas emissions in North America. It's the largest coal-fired facility in North America. It's gradually being shut down, and the provincial government has pledged to shut it down by 2014, and I believe both opposition parties are agreed to that, but we've had promises before and it hasn't happened yet. So we were there, brief demonstration there, then we went to camp.
So how was camp?
It was great to show up there at 8 o'clock and have a fire and food and friends already there. It was great. We had a big gazebo so we could stay dry even though it was still a bit damp out, and...
We had, in terms of total numbers, we had 16 there.
Okay.
Now, we had a number of others who rode partway out with us. We had a number who rode partway in with us. We had an older gentleman, Martin Reese, who rode out this morning and met us about 90% of the way. So he came back 90% of the way with us.
What was the route? Was more uphill going or coming?
It's more uphill going than coming back because we're effectively going from, we're climbing Niagara Falls.
Okay, so
we're going from
up
Lake Ontario up to Lake Erie.
There's
undulating.
Some small hills, but it's not too bad.
It goes down to the Grand River, so there's a dip there, and then you got to climb back out of that, and then it goes down to Lake Erie. So in general, Lake Erie, the Grand, and then the escarpment here in Hamilton are the hills.
Okay, so what time did you get started in the morning? And before that, did you get any reaction when you did your demonstration? Did anybody come out?
The security guards were buzzing around a bit, but they weren't really sure what to do, I think. So
okay.
They don't get much excitement there, I expect.
So today, Saturday? The 24th, what time did you start back?
Well, we were on the road a little bit after 8.
Well, but then we stopped for coffee, so
yeah,
probably about 9.
Closer to 9?
It was definitely after 8 when we left camp, and then we stopped for coffee at the corner store there, and yeah, so 8:39, got on the road. And
so it was a straight ride back? You didn't do any more protesting? Did anybody stop and ask you what's going on?
No, we didn't have that, but we did stop in Caledonia for lunch, and it was a nice ride. We had a wild turkey fly across the path, right across the road in front of us.
Yeah, we saw some in the trees yesterday on our way up as well.
Yeah.
Sure, there weren't vultures watching.
No, there were a lot of vultures out too,
but they weren't following us,
I don't think. They were in migration. So we had a pretty good ride.
Pretty smooth sailing back, yeah.
So all in all, fairly successful outing, and you think you got your message out there?
Yeah, and I think we all
feel
good about having done it.
Yeah.
Excellent.